The question was asked, should a person make up new Hebrew names? So the Talmud tells us, not the Talmud, I'm sorry, it's the Medrash Rabbah that says that earlier generations that had prophecy, they would name children with prophecy based on the occurrences of the time. Our generation, says the Medrash, in the days of the Tanoim, we don't have prophecy, so we name our children after their progenitors, which the Ashkenazim take to mean those grandparents or great-grandparents from whom the child is a descendant who are no longer with us. And the Sephardim take it to mean even those who are still with us. They have children named after their father or grandfather. But either way, the Medrash says that we today name children after their progenitor. And you see it in the family of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Hillel's son was Shimon, whose son was Gamliel, whose son was Shimon, whose son was Gamliel. It goes back and forth like that. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel ben Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi, until you hit Rabbi, right? So you see that. That's one medrash. Now there's another medrash. It says, Novos Rabbi Nosson, that Aaron HaKohen made peace between many, many couples. Thousands of couples were having marital issues, and Aaron brought the peace between them. And then when they'd have children, they would name their child Aharon. So from that medrash we learn that if a couple owes their union to a specific person, so then part of that karasatov, it makes sense to name the child after that person, just like the progenitor is one of the causes of the child, and that's why we name a child after them. So too, Aaron HaKohen, or the one who had another vital impact in bringing the child to the world, it's also logical and befitting to name after them. If it wasn't a Jew, so that's a good question. We find in the Talmud that there was a generation of Kohanim that were named Alexander, after Alexander the Great, when Alexander spared destroying the temple. Short of that, I don't know. I have to think. I don't know if we have another source for that. Generally, we try to stick to Jewish names. Alexander now has become a Jewish name, yes. I don't know. I don't know. Technically, I don't know. The Talmud tells us on the verse, Lechu chazu mifalot Hashem asher sam shamot ba'aretz. Go see the great works of God who made destruction, desolation in the ground. So Chazal say, Al tikri shamot el Hashemot. Don't read it as shamot, rather the word shemot. From here the Talmud derives the Shema Garim, that the name a person has an impact. It influences how a person will turn out. And so there was once a group of teachers sitting and talking, and they said, it's funny, when we see all these kids with these funky names, there's something funky about their personality. So one could say, it's not the cause, but the effect. Parents who give funky names bring up their children in a funky way. Maybe. But maybe it's also an effect of a name. Chazal tell us that names do affect the person.
What do you mean by funky names?
You name your son Table. You know.
There's people walking around Israel called Shulchan?
No, but there are people walking around Israel called Yarok, green, or Kahol, or Segol. Or people walking around Israel named after letters of the alphabet, or after mathematical concepts.
What about Zachariah?
Imagine someone named Pi, or Epsilon.
What about Zahav? Gold? What about Zahavia?
I mean, no, I'm serious. There are people walking around with all these names. Zahava is a name that's been accepted. I'm saying it's been around like Goldie. It's been around for centuries, Zahava and Goldie. But there are all kinds of other names that are new funk names, you know. Call the guy a book, you know. Okay, there are people who, come on, you know there are people in, when I grew up there was Mr. T, but there are really people with letters as their name. There are people who have, you know, he's my B, And he's my F, and he's my G, you know. And he's a G flat.
My
ex, no. My ex, right? Yeah.
Does cow mean anything in Hebrew?